Well, the operations we are carrying out at the moment are, I would say, a bit twofold. First of all, in terms of food assistance, WFP since Sunday, 22nd December, has started providing food assistance to people who are sought refuge in the UN compounds in Juba and in Bentiu. Juba is the capital of the country, and Bentiu is the capital of Unity State. We started in Juba, where we provided food to, we assisted 874 households. That's approximately 6,500 people. This is continuing today, Monday, and we are providing assistance. It's an emergency ration which we're providing, and it's mostly a nutritious produce, which we call Super Cereal Plus, and sugar. This is to ensure that the people who are there are re-energized. They can have energy to sustain them.
What can you tell us about your operations in Bentiu itself?
In Bentiu, we learned from our counterparts of the United Nations mission that they had about 5,000 people staying at the UNMISS compound, and they needed food assistance. So we've been able to provide them food assistance. It's also an emergency ration where we're providing them with cereals, we're providing them with pulses, we're providing them with oil and salt. For these 5,000 people, the distribution started on Sunday.
You've already had to pull some workers out of Bor. Do you have any staff left there at the moment?
The World Food Programme manages the UN Humanitarian Air Service, UNAS, and since UNAS resumed operations on the 19th of December, the service has been able to relocate about 443 humanitarian workers from 80 humanitarian aid positions from 19 locations in South Sudan. These include Bor, Kibor, Malakal, Akobo, and even Gida, and all of these are in places where these workers feel it's insecure. We're able to get our aircraft in there, and we're able to bring them to Juba. So that's what we have been doing. So it concerns the humanitarian community, and that is what UNAS has been doing so far. UNAS is continuing to operate its regular schedule, and then it will address ad hoc requests to respond to the needs of the humanitarian community in case somebody needs to relocate or we have medical evacuation of humanitarian staff, and this is treated as a priority.